Tomorrow's World Vegan Day. And if you're a vegan, as we heard earlier in the show, it's been quite a week for having your choices supported and validated. Thanks, World Health Organization. But it's nice that vegans get their own day. In my experience, they spend the rest of the year being subjected to the rest of the world's opinions and expertise on what they eat. And that's doubly true when it comes to the question of veganism and kids. Rather than hear more from opinionated outsiders, our very own Maria Tickle, in her previous guise as producer of First Bite, went and asked some kids how veganism worked for them.
Rock-a-bye, vegan baby, lay in your mother's arms. She's gonna have to weather a storm to keep you away from harm.
The other day I was reading an online article about kids growing up vegan. That is, no animal products whatsoever, not even dairy or eggs. And I was shocked. I wasn't shocked by the article itself, but by the vitriolic comments the readers were leaving. These were judgmental, but they were also brutal and abusive. Would these kids have stunted growth and suffer brain damage, as the comments would have me believe? Was a vegan diet too restrictive to be healthy and tantamount to child abuse, as they claimed? I wanted to find out for myself, so I've come to the Shire, half an hour south of Sydney. Naturopath Robin Tutor and her two kids, Mitch and Imogen, have just arrived home from school with their friend Eloise in tow. Mitch goes to a local selective entry school, so I guess the question of brain damage is well and truly answered before we even begin.
My name's Mitchell and I'm 13.
Mitch, why did your family decide to become vegan?
My mum was vegetarian from a young age, and when she met my dad, he became vegetarian as well. And up until I was about 4, we continued eating eggs occasionally. But then I saw how the chickens were treated and I didn't like it, so I asked mum if we could stop eating eggs, and she said okay, so, and now we're vegan.
What about if you had your own happy chooks running around in the backyard? Would you eat the eggs then?
Still no, because it's not natural for us to be consuming the potential young of another species.
Do you feel like it's been your decision to become a vegan?
Well, I think Mum would have found out the truth behind eggs sooner or later, but yeah.
So if you decided tomorrow that you wanted to eat meat or dairy products, she'd be cool with that?
Certainly not. No, but I would never do that.
Why not?
Well, firstly, for the animals, lots of animals are killed and they're basically tortured. They have to live in small cages with the feces everywhere, and then they're killed, which is obviously not very ethical for them. And then there's the environment side, because the forests have to be cut down to graze cattle, and animal agriculture is very inefficient. You have to feed 10 times the amount of grain to a cow if you want one unit of meat.
Do you think that adults sometimes underestimate kids and the decisions that they make around things like this?
Yeah, the parents often feel the need to protect their children from anything from germs to other people's ideas. And I know lots of adults don't want children to think for themselves and question what they're telling them.
Would you like me to chop and tower your beans?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Did you have another chopping board?
I'm with Mitch and Imogen's mother, Robin Shooter, in her kitchen, and we're going to have a chat as she cooks dinner. Robin, what would you say to the people who would say, oh, at 4.5, he couldn't possibly come to that decision himself? He must have been brainwashed by his parents.
I don't agree with that at all. Mitch was a very early reader, so he may not have understood the full sense of what he was reading, but he certainly, you know, understood that the chickens were not happy. Children have a natural compassion for animals, and in fact, you know, one of the markers for future psychopathy is when children don't show compassion for animals and instead they harm them. There's actually really strong evidence that their moral development is compromised by these artificial distinctions that adults make between the animals that we care for as pets, like our dogs or our cats, like my dog down there below, which you can probably hear, and versus the food animals. So children do have this natural empathy for animals. And once children understand that what they're eating is the body of an animal, or the egg or the milk that was essentially taken from that animal, they don't want to be part of it, and they are capable of making that decision.
And rock-a-bye, vegan teen, angry with the whole darn thing. You have eyes that see the truth and reality makes them sting.
Mitch, what do you like about being vegan?
I like having peace of mind that I'm not destroying the environment or contributing to animal cruelty or impacting my own health negatively.
Some people might say that you were impacting your health negatively because you're not eating a wide variety of food. What would you say to them?
I'd point out that they probably don't eat a wide variety of fruit or vegetables or other plant foods or everything in general. They would often have the same meal multiple times a week. And there are so many vegan foods. And there's so many different fruits and vegetables and nuts and legumes and etc. out there. And there have been numerous studies that have done showing that consumption of animal products is linked to so-called lifestyle diseases and early death, like heart disease. It's caused by a buildup of plaque in the arteries, which is fat and cholesterol and other bad stuff which you get from animal products.
A lot of four-year-olds say a lot of things. One week they like tomatoes, next week they hate tomatoes. One week they're best friends with X, Y, or Z, the next week they're not. They change their mind a lot. But you didn't change your mind on this at all?
I don't see how you could change your mind on something like this. I mean, you see the truth and you decide it's not okay, but the next week you don't decide it's okay again. That just doesn't happen with veganism.
Do you wish more people would share your concern about animal welfare?
Yeah, I've met a lot of children in my school who have no compassion. It's all been taken out of them by popular culture and their parents.
My daughter said to me once when she was about 4, "Mummy, wouldn't it be good if we could just cut the chicken's leg off and it didn't hurt and it just grew another one back again?"
Yeah, and that's the magical thinking of children, but of course the reality for that chicken is very different.
Tell me about what some people you know have told their children when they ask, "Mummy, where does this meat come from?"
My daughter told me that a friend had told her that her mother said that they bought meat from a butcher that only gathered the animals up after they had died. And then, so that the meat they ate was from animals that were already dead. They'd kind of had a nice life and then died of natural causes. And then
old age.
Yeah, they died of old age and then just been taken to the butcher shop. And so, you know, they had happy lives and they weren't harmed.
Today I ate a rainbow and it tasted great. Today I ate a rainbow and it was on my plate. My body is so healthy and happy too. Today I ate a rainbow, how about you?
I'm Eloise and I'm 8 years old.
My name's Imogen and I'm 9 years old.
Why do you care about animal rights so much?
Because the way that all of the chickens and the cows and all of those animals are treated, I don't like it and I don't think it's right.
Has it always bothered you?
Well, from the age that I've been able to really think about things properly, yes.
And how old was that, Imogen?
Probably about 4.
Eloise, how long have you been a vegan for?
My whole life.
So you've never ever tasted Dairy Milk chocolate?
Nope.
Did you ever want to?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, it would have milk from a cow, but even though you think milk's okay, it's not, because once a cow has a baby and they use the milk and they kill the babies so they can have all the milk. But the cow's milk is just made for baby cows.
And what about meat? Why don't you eat meat?
Well, because it's a part of an animal. And that's just like eating someone else's body, like a human.
So you think because we don't eat other humans, we shouldn't eat animals either?
Yeah.
Why do you think that most grown-ups don't care about animal cruelty as much as you do?
Because they were brought up thinking that it was right to eat animals, it was right to eat dairy, and same with their mums and dads.
So what would you say to change their minds?
I'd probably tell them to think about where the food on their plate really came from.
And rock-a-bye vegan child walking down the path to school. You're gonna find out all too soon that kids can be so cruel. They're gonna taunt you 'cause you don't eat meat, although they don't know what meat was.
Does it bother you being different to the other kids at school?
No, in fact, I think it of the other way around. Does it bother them that I'm vegan?
Do you think it does?
Well, they always seem to, you know, not really go that close to me, like they catch a virus or something.
You think so?
Yeah, well, there are the exceptions of some kids, my BFFs.
That's your best friends forever.
Yes.
Eloise, was this your decision or was this a decision that your family made?
Well, it was sort of me and my family, but I mostly decided that when I grow up, I'd like to stay vegan, but it's just good to be vegan. That's a better decision to make in life.
Why?
Because if you're a kid, then if you go to a farm, you like playing with lambs and the sheep and that, but then when you're having pizza afterwards, you wouldn't know that they're in the pizza, so they'd never know that they're eating, like, the baby lamb they'd been playing with.
Everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
There has been a study, though, a British study of vegan children that found that although it was possible for them to have a healthy diet, particularly if they took supplements, that the vegan boys were generally lighter and smaller than the girls.
That's one study. The results of other studies have shown that children on well-planned vegan diets are reaching their full adult height potential as predicted by the mid-parental height. And this is why the National Health and Medical Research Council, in their dietary guidelines for Australia, explicitly says that well-planned vegan diets are appropriate for all stages of the life cycle, including babies, children, teenagers, pregnant women, and that children can achieve their full height potential on a well-planned vegan diet.
Have you ever wondered, did I make the right decision for my kids with this? Because I often am racked with self-doubt about some decisions that I make around my children. And have you ever thought, have I done the right thing here?
I can honestly say that I never have. All I have to do is look at my children and the bundles of health and energy and compassion and intelligence and empathy that they are. I know I've made the right decision.
Mitch, I can see you take this very seriously because you've got a frown and you've got a very serious look on your face when you talk about this. This actually does really matter to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if we want to ensure that humans and other species survive, we have to stop impacting the environment. And it's up to us to educate people about their choices and how they impact the world in which we live. And it's up to us to improve how we live and make sure that this planet can sustain us and the other organisms that live here.
And you think veganism is the way to do this?
Definitely.
On the eve of World Vegan Day, that's Blueprints Maria Tickle with Robin Shooter and her children Mitchell and Imogen and their friend Eloise. We just know that you're going to have opinions on veganism and parenting. Keep yourself nice and join the conversation under the story on the Blueprint for Living program page or on Facebook. We'd love to hear what you think.